Even when someone has the genetic makeup to develop Marfan syndrome, a connective tissue disorder that can lead to rupture of the aorta and death, there are people who don't develop such a consequence. Hal Dietz, a Marfan expert at Johns Hopkins, and colleagues studied those people to find out what was protecting them.
Quite remarkably, using five truly exceptional families showing this dramatic degree of variation, we were able to show that a specific region of a single chromosome was passing in the family with protection, which led us to a specific gene and now a specific drug target. We believe that we could leverage nature's success at protecting people with Marfan syndrome by using a drug that mimics the effect of the modifier gene.
Dietz says approaching the issue from this perspective could have broad application for many disorders and diseases with a genetic basis. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.